Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The 5 o'clock hour and featuring the Expressway coming up at 5:20. We'll go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, and all the fun. It's time now for some football's finest, and here's the Chief.
Yeah, man, let's football right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
And do not forget, tonight is the ESPYs.
Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there, man. I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack.
I mean, Norm McDonald
back in the day.
Just burnt the place down that night, didn't he? Was everybody just in utter shock and awe that night as he was dropping ridiculous joke after another?
I mean, I've never been a huge ESPY watcher, but I remember the backlash to it that following day.
It's watch it?
Was anyone
you
watching
watch
it?
You watch the ESPYs?
I enjoy watching it. Yeah, just because it's fun to listen to sports people get roasted.
Oh.
And especially, I mean, it kind of depends.
So you listen to the first part of the show. You don't do all the other stuff, like the actual handing out the awards?
Correct. Like the first 10, 15 minutes, whatever, that opening monologue is the one must-tune-in situation. And then you can because they'll do a handful of different bits, like SNL skit-style stuff that you can consume, you know, the next day or whatever.
Right.
Like when they did the Tush Push Origins last year.
That was fantastic.
You know, like that's something you can watch the next day or something like that. But when it comes to the opening monologue, for sure, I enjoy watching. I mean, is this guy going to get up there and bomb right now? Or you know, what type of jokes is he going to throw out towards athletes that you just don't really get? Like, you don't have a forum. This is the only forum where people in sports are being roasted in front of the world.
Yeah, look, there's nothing else on. So that's why they put the ESPYs here every year.
That's the other thing.
So it's perfect. But, I mean, I just feel all of that, I will consume after the fact. I rarely ever watch it
there's
in real time.
There's bull riding from St. Louis that's on.
Okay, there you go. But I do like Marcelo Hernandez. I am a fan of. I think he's one of the best that SNL has, and I am excited to see what he's able to do tonight.
Yeah, me too. I'm not really familiar with his game and his work, so we shall see. But last year it was Shane Gillis.
Domingo, right?
Yeah, he's Domingo. Yes.
Pretty good. He's pretty good, Lucius.
The ladies love Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee they do. He's got an accent.
Might scoop your girl up at a bachelor party.
It's me, Domingo.
Oh, is he in the new Kevin Hart deal? There's a Kevin Hart Netflix. I'm pulling a Broadus right now.
You are so pulling a Broadus. I'm watching
we'll
just drown over there.
We'll just move on. It's
fine. Wait, can I go back here?
No, three segments ago, Dawson, you brought up a point.
I admire your self-awareness right now, man.
Oh, no. Hey, listen. By the way, Bobby.
Yeah!
There it is.
Woo! Nice,
AI me with the Magic Johnson.
Bobby was upset that we have not played that at the dinner the other night.
I think it's hilarious, but I understand why you don't. I understand.
I just gave it a break for a second, let it breathe for a while, and I totally forgot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I totally forgot.
I thought there was some more to it, but I laughed so hard.
I'm just letting the AI breathe for a second. Okay. It wouldn't, you know, overwhelm Bobby, people with so much
Bobby's
AI.
Bobby's got me down on this one.
He was like, nobody wants to play it.
Yeah.
He was upset about it.
I'm like, well, Lucius obviously has a reason, Bobby. Oh, you know.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. Watch out, man. You're about to get diss-tracked, bro.
Yeah, get
ready. That's me.
Okay, so you have Von Miller sitting down with Max Crosby, and they're chopping it up. You know, just a couple of studly edge rushers talking ball. And one of the quotes from Von Miller is, he says, "I'd love to be on a team that has a great quarterback, a great pass rush, a system in place. When you get to year 16 and you start looking at lists, I need 3.5 sacks to separate myself." He's in legacy mode.
Okay.
Okay, he knows that the clock is ticking on his football life.
Yeah.
And he's trying to reach the status of true top 5 to 6 all-time pass rushers. And he's already very, very close. But in terms of getting the over the 140 sack hump for his career, I think he's sitting at 138 right now. And if he gets over the 140, like, that puts him in the top 5 for sure of all-time edge rushers and sack totals. So he's in legacy-making mode. You're only, if you're bringing in Von Miller right now for the Cowboys, you're only bringing him in to be a designated pass rusher. Mm. Bro, you got 10 to 15 snaps a game where you're going out there and you're just pinning your ears back and you got something, you're playing for something.
Yeah.
You got a chip on your shoulder right now to elevate your legacy in an all-time manner.
Career goals, man. And he's right at the precipice of that sack hump. Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Sack hump.
He's at a sack hump, huh?
I might have deemed it the sack hump there. But
he just jumps out and can't even help it, dog.
That's a mountain of sack that he just got.
I was gonna say it looks like that's kind of how Argentina celebrates their wins, where one guy just jumps into another man's torso and then wraps his legs around him.
Oh, I don't like that.
This would never happen with American athletes.
Like the Notebook?
This is like the international thing with, like, French dudes kissing
that
each
MMA
other.
MMA fighter did that the other night. Woolchuck?
Yes.
UFC joint. What's your man, Pimbleton or whatever?
Patty Pimblett.
He had his legs wrapped around, dude.
Well, we do have this Giants outfield that is, like, getting together and dry humping each other.
Yeah, tip-tapping.
You know?
Yeah,
we're doing some weird things for the celebration.
Argentina's doing, like, if you're a bird, I'm a bird type crap.
I think so. Yeah. Or, you know,
they're jumping on each other's shoulders, giving each other piggyback rides.
It is something, you know, just the international norms for how we celebrate. And
it's
what
the
kinda
leg wrap, bro. You don't have to wrap your legs around me.
Yes.
I can understand picking me up. Hey, I did something good.
We stand at the urinal with our pants to the ankles. So there's a lot going on there. Okay?
Wait, in Argentina they do that?
Around the world we do, except this place.
Well, Chuck, could you just look that up for me? It's like, where are we doing pants to the ankles?
You've never walked into, like, at a sporting event and seen this happen?
No.
I mean, you see, like, a blue moon super hammered dude, or a toddler. That's really.
It's usually somebody with some bad European shoes that are doing this.
I've never seen this.
It's a giveaway all the time. Pants to the ankles. Usually involved with Germans, I believe.
Okay, so this is.
I'm calling you out, Germany. Yeah.
Watch out.
Seriously,
bro. Could be an ultimate backfire right there for you. Yeah. But Bruce Smith right now, of course, is the all-time leader. How many sacks does he have?
Some parts of Europe, adult men occasionally do this in public restrooms.
Yep. There we go.
What's the occasion? So special about this random day I'm in public? I'm a grown man. I'm going to drop trowel.
I'm just telling you, bro. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Like, go into a stall. Like, if you want to do that kind of thing, just close the door.
Don't have time.
I think this is why these soccer fans are so happy. They just don't care what other people think about them. So that man has never thought about the shame and the humiliation of that act. His cheeks are out there, you know, his pale chicken legs
bouncing on the on the pants.
Can you imagine?
He's just enjoying life.
A bare naked urinal fart in public. Like, that happens.
I can't imagine it. That is
so.
I don't know why I brought this up. Did you take it to a whole nother level?
Yeah, you just have to ruin it.
What do you mean? This is another branch on the topic tree. I'm advancing the story.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
Providing flatulence. Depth.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah. I told you it happens, and you were amazed, and then you had to say, well, what about a guy farting while he does it?
I'm discovering something in real time.
No.
It would be jarring, man. You walk by somebody and raw cheek fart.
You bizarre.
Hopefully
he didn't have baby powder on that day.
Dawson just confirmed that it happens, and you just have to, let's take it the rest of the way. Yeah. Let's make something else out of it.
Another topic tree on that one. Your pants have now become a sponge to everything that's on the ground right
there. Yeah, it's just gross. Everything's gross about this.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's got to be a very clean restroom. even consider something like that.
Can you confirm at least the Germany factor for this?
Where
Broadus was pretty confident that it's the Germans that are to blame.
I think it's
Western cultures is all I saw on the Googles.
Western. This is Western.
Yeah, we are Western.
Yeah, including the U.S., Canada, Australia, and Western
Europe. Ain't nobody in America pulling their pants down.
It's because
all the
of the kids. It's the kids.
No, okay, we're talking about people that are
adults. Did you just pull a Blake?
No, it's what it says right here. You can read it yourself.
Oh, okay. Not going to do it. I saw it with my own eyes. I'm confirming.
I'll see the Germans' ankles, pants down to the ankles at urinals.
Gentleman was German.
Germany.
It was German.
Pants down to ankles.
At the Lederhosen.
That's a wild factoid right there, Broadus. Thank you for
that.
It's
not the German norm.
Okay.
It's just Google. You know, are they right? Okay. They're on those. Yeah.
Well,
but they are famous for sitting down to pee.
Eric?
Not in public.
Lucius?
Not in public.
I'm not.
It's not in public.
I'll pee in sinks.
I'm allowed to
pee in sinks.
I'm peeing in sinks, bro.
Dude's got his pants to his ankles, and Lucius is over there peeing in the sink.
You like a public restroom, Lucius?
I mean, not really, because somebody can walk in, but if that door can lock, maybe.
Yeah.
It's just right there. Sink? It's perfect. It's right there at the waist. None of that weird splashback that gets on. And I got on gray sweatpants today. Anything that drops right there, people think I'm peeing on myself.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't allow the exit velocity to reach its ultimate heights, you know? So I actually get what you're doing there, but maybe like the family restroom, you lock the door, you get it done. I get that.
I clean that thing every week. It's my house.
By the way, that family restroom at a ballpark is clutch.
Yeah,
you have to use the men's
room. Dude, anywhere. Really? Yeah, yeah. Like any public setting where you can get the family bathroom?
Just some solo time.
Dude.
Yeah, especially if you got a two.
Door.
If you got a two, that's the only way to do it.
That's the only way. At the Rangers game, that's a lifesaver.
Yeah, otherwise you're holding that thing in.
Okay, football or ball sack?
Ball sack. Coming from you, it's a ball sack all the way.
I'm going football.
John Gruden.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, here we go. I know what you're doing here.
John Gruden reportedly will do play-by-play announcing. For an NFL preseason game.
It's just football, because I saw the same thing from NFL rumors.
Isn't this insane?
Yeah, I don't know.
John Gruden is doing play-by-play. He's been in the booth plenty, Monday Night Football, as a color analyst.
Yeah.
He said something the other day where he's like, I really want to do the play-by-play stuff. And there is an example of this, right, where somebody was...
Oh, yeah, this happens.
This happens sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of... Well, I guess was CJ...
CJ Nikowski would do this, yeah.
He's a guy who could do play-by-play and color.
If Dave was off, he'd slide in and do the play-by-play.
But John Gruden said it the other day on a podcast where he's just like, man, I was a broadcaster for 9 years. I want to be play-by-play. And it's Frank Gifford that he mentioned.
Yeah. Pat Summerall did it, too.
Yeah.
Pat Summerall was a kicker and a DB.
Wow, I did not realize he was that that studly.
That was the man.
So John Gruden is apparently, it's the Buccaneers, of course, that have granted him permission.
Of course it's the Bucs. It's the only team that would.
Yeah.
Other than maybe the 80s.
But after all that fallout, I don't even know.
Who knows?
I don't think they're on great terms right now. But yeah, he's going to be doing play-by-play. I can't wait to get TD Tuesday with John Gruden in the preseason. Mm. We might have to unveil the first ever preseason TD Tuesday.
Now, is this just going to be one man going nuts and reacting and giving us, you know, just the full Gruden experience? Is it going to be McAfee? Like, I think McAfee probably helped birth this with his McAfee cast.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, where it's an alternate type of.
Yeah. I hope Gruden's doing both. I hope it's a one-man crew.
It's just him.
It's just him in the booth.
Completely nuts.
Yes. And he is doing play-by-play and then also does the color analyst.
They might have something here, man. It could end up being extremely entertaining.
Portnoy will set this up for sure on Barstool. He's already an employee.
Yeah, that's true.
He just streams him doing a game.
I sent him a text.
You did?
Asked him if he's really doing the games. We'll see.
Well, one of your old NFL buddies as well brought us, Sean Payton.
Yeah.
He's saying in the next 2 to 3 years, he could see the NFL adopting the UFL's idea of implementing the just more transparency when it comes to the officiating, where... Like in the UFL, they show fans the entire booth review decisions, all the in-game decisions that referees are having to make. They actually take you inside that in the UFL in a way that the NFL obviously never does.
Yeah.
And so Sean Payton is saying in the next 2 to 3 years, he could see that happening.
I think that'd be a good thing to steal from them.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's incorporate this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be a lot of fun. I mean, heck, you had the thing where they were interviewing the referee.
That's
remember
true.
In the middle of yeah. a in the middle of a play, and the ref at some point just had to like, "Hey, I got a job to do." But even that is interesting. So I guess there is a benefit to the UFL other than the random cast-off dudes that make special teams in the NFL.
Yeah, the Kevontae Turpins and the.
Yeah,
Brandon Aubrey's
the kickers. But there, it actually is all a nice little kicker. Like trial run for the NFL to adopt some cool things, and if they end up doing that in the next 2 to 3 years, according to Sean Payton, I think we're all here for it.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
All righty, we got the Expressway coming up next. We'll take a snapshot of everything that's been breaking throughout the day, including an AL West baseball trade. Wolchuk has Around the Bases coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll have an advanced discussion in that segment. And then we'll get you the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up right around the corner here on the fan.
As the U.S. Men's National Team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It is time now to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top. LA Live coming up here in about 17 minutes. G-Bag of the Day at the bottom of the hour. Let's get you a snapshot of what's been transpiring in our world of sports so far this afternoon. The expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. No surprise, the franchise tag deadline passed for the Cowboys and George Pickens to get a longer-term deal done. It passed at 3 o'clock, and no deal done, as the Cowboys said, was going to happen. I think the Cowboys are negotiating very hard on this and, you know, seeing if he's willing to take a super-friendly deal, a super team-friendly deal at some point. That would be my read. I don't think you could say, let's have George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and be serious about just letting George go. If you consider how good the rest of the offense is, it's not a team where you have a lot of stuff you can hang your hat on the offensive side of the ball. I think a lot of it is passing game driven. So I can't imagine the Cowboys front office or coaching staff thinking moving on from him would actually be a good idea. A number of outlets are talking about, though, maybe this is his final year with the Cowboys, and if that happens, that will be unfortunate. But you know, I think one thing that I've become more familiar with over the last couple of weeks, my guy Landon Holyfield pointed this out to me, is, you know, you could ask the Cowboys to do more, but this year they are spending the most cash in the league again. Cash spending, Cowboys for 2026. It's at the top of the league. And for the next 5 years, the cap commitments that they have is also number one in the league. You know, and maybe some of that is due to the Dak Prescott contract.
Maybe.
It's a lot of it.
Maybe.
It's a lot of it. And you could pick a bone with that. But when it comes to the financial commitment that they've made, it is more significant than anybody else in the league, cash wise this year and over the next 5 years relative to the cap. So I kind of don't mind them playing this hard with George. You know, I think for a player, if you know, this happens to you and you're a star and you get drafted to the Cowboys, there might be some downside to it. They're going to use that franchise tag against you. But from a fan's perspective, you know, I think they got to do what they got to do right now to try to keep as much of the team together for the foreseeable future because of the commitments they've made in the past. And I think as a fan, you look at it like, man, the players are going to get a lot of money to play this sport, and they have to make the decision what's best for them. But I think what's in the best interest of the Cowboys moving forward is to negotiate as strong as possible and to say to players, if you want to be with the Cowboys long term, we'd love to have you, but it's going to be on our terms. If not, we'll spend our money elsewhere with players who might be. And I think George is very interested in continuing his career with the Cowboys. This might work. If you get through another year and the rest of the league doesn't want to trade for and give George Pickens a big deal, you might be able to get him to capitulate and assign a deal that's very, you know, team-friendly for you. And maybe that's what they need in order to keep him.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, I think you just look at corner, right? They pay Diggs, they pay Bland. Diggs isn't on the team, and now we're not even sure, like, how healthy is Bland? Is he going to be here after the season? So they have had a lot of contracts where they have paid their guys. Like, CD, that's looking good. That's rewarded. Dak, that's certainly paid off for him. He's playing at a top 10 quarterback level, maybe even better than that. I know the playoff stuff, fans will yell and complain and text in. Hey, trust me, I'm well aware. But for Pickens, hungry dogs hunt best, right? That's the line. You want to keep them motivated.
And if you look at Dak's numbers now, not a ton changed other than the coaching staff. You lost Zach Martin. You plugged in Tyler Booker. Maybe last year of Zach Martin was about as good as rookie year Tyler Booker. Maybe Booker's a little bit better. I don't know. But it was the coaching staff that came in. But the point I'm making is you go back to 2024, and Dak played, what, 8 games before he got hurt?
Yeah.
It was not good.
No, it was bad. Whole thing was a disaster. You had CeeDee Lamb holding out of training camp, and the whole offense was just wonky.
So, I mean, I'm not risking going back to being a horrible offense with 2 years left on Dak's contract after this. You let George Pickens walk because, oh, we can't pay 2 wide receivers. You might end up with an offense that's dead on arrival.
Well, but you also have to factor in the coaching change. Right, yes. Like Mike McCarthy was not helping him at all, but what Clayton Adams and Shoddy and the rest of the offensive staff have been able to do to help elevate him and the rest of the offense, like that would be the other variable there.
I mean, Cowboys points per game in 21, 22, and 23 were pretty good, weren't they, under Mike McCarthy?
Oh, yes, they were, but the way that, like, the play-action game, for instance,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
With like, 5 or 10 times,
yeah,
the production in 1 year than what they had combined in like the previous 3 years.
Yeah.
So there's definitely, you have much more of a coaching edge offensively than you ever had. But I do hear your point. You certainly can't let Pickens walk and then that's it. He's got to be replaced by, you just gave us the candidates from Dane Brugler that are in the draft this year.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You can definitely find some other receivers, but the thing that you can't do is, oh, we're letting this guy leave, and then we're just promoting from within, and now Flannoy's wide receiver 2 and wide receiver 3 is Mingo or something stupid.
ESPN's position rankings hit the wide receivers today. CeeDee at 6, George Pickens at 7. I mean, I think you could have 3 picks in the first round and take 3 wide receivers and not end up with as good a production as what George Pickens is going to give you. You got a guy.
I'm with you.
That can get the job done.
Do you feel like that, like, if, say, Clayton Adams would go get a job as a head coach, that's his best shot to do this, to maybe get out? Or maybe Will McClay becomes a general manager somewhere, he gets a job.
Oh, for George?
Yeah.
If one of his guys goes.
If one of the guys that actually works in the organization, would that be his best shot to go and get an opportunity? If somebody were to get a job or like, say, Will were to take over as a general manager somewhere?
If he's got a guy that loves him inside there, you know, I wonder how many people internally love George Pickens with the Cowboys.
I don't get the feeling that many people don't like him. You know, I don't get that. You know, there's some people like
they don't trust him.
We were here. I don't think they want to pay him because they're already paying CeeDee Lamb. Hmm. I think that's really the real reason why. I don't think they want to pay 2. And yeah. But I just get the feeling talking to people when you heard kind of when it came down to signing Michael Parsons, you heard a lot of, well, yeah, that would be a bad deal if we did that. Let's hope we don't do that. I just haven't heard that about George Pickens.
I mean, you're getting a hell of a deal at tackles, right? Your left tackle's not making much. Your right tackle's not making much. You're getting both your tackles for $25 million. If you're not going to spend on tackle, and by the way, with about the 20th best offensive line in football, you have a top 5, top 7 offense. You don't need great tackle play. I would say let's spend less at tackle, get replacement level in there, and spend this money at wide receiver. AL West trade with a Rangers tie-in. Wolchuk will have more details on this coming up in your proper round tripper. The Brewers add Lance McCullers from the Astros. Often injured. They also get lefty Colton Gordon. The Astros get minor league outfielder Jaden Fielder, the son of former Brewers star Prince Fielder and grandson of Cecil Fielder.
How about that?
There's Fielders. 3 generations of Fielders in this thing. The Brewers will also pick up some money in McCullers' remaining contract. And it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
I remember Cecil Fielder.
Yeah.
And Prince Fielder. I remember when Prince Fielder was just a little fat kid running around Irving over there at Las Colinas.
There he is.
Cottonwood Valley. Cottonwood Valley.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. I grew up around Herschel Walker, too. I told you he almost fought my dad one time.
Nope. Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard that story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Must have been out that week.
Over a gas pump situation. Mm. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 530, fueled by East Dallas Motor Cars, eastdallasmotorcars.com. Our winner and champion is Mike Bassick. You may know him from being a host on the Fan, a Major League Baseball pitcher, and now a broadcaster for the Texas Rangers TV side of the game. He is willing to do anything to keep old Wyatt Langford in the game.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I'm going to want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, do we need Wyatt Langford the rest of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Very much so.
Yeah, thank you.
Pass that word.
Kind of worried about that.
Yeah. Just heading to the courtroom here to get a restraining order against Bassick, but
get on my knees for you.
Buddy, 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 all up in your face.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Australian Football League. Australian rules football.
Yep.
Aussie.
Took me a second to see what I was looking at. I was like, this is not rugby.
Geelong?
What
are you watching?
Not soccer.
Who was playing?
Who was
not
playing?
Football. Geelong? That's my team.
Geelong.
Sydney Swans?
Fremantle?
Fremantle, okay.
Okay, Fremantle. Yeah, Fremantle Football Club. There's a couple of dudes on the squad with the same last name.
Uh-oh.
Same last name.
Down comes the Brayshaw. Brayshaw navigates the traffic easily. A bounce through the middle. Little nifty one to Frederick. He elects to play on. 45. Closing. Talk about get him out of their seats. Fremantle by 16.
I don't even think that was the right clip.
It was good, though.
No, I mean, it was good. It was a great call.
Yeah,
great
call. Yeah.
The accent. Yeah. Terrible call by your boy, L.A., because I need the right clip. Same squad, wrong clip. But that's all right. I got this one backed up. Woolchuck sent me this one. It was sad to see because I didn't want Argentina to keep on going. But, you know, here it is.
Margarita libre. Margarita Paulo otra vez. Viva Messi. Primero fans. Maca. Messi engancha y va, tiró con la derecha. Goal! Goal! Goal!
Goal! Yeah. Do it again, bro.
Oh, for fading.
Goal!
Oh, here we go. It's been a long tournament.
Yeah.
Do it again.
He's out of there, bro.
He's out.
He's got more.
He petered out the same way every time.
He's
was
not
great.
Done yet.
That sounded like that Coors Light commercial, didn't it? Where it was just, it's not the same tone that it used to be. Yeah. Yeah.
He lost a little something there.
Oh. Lost his goal fastball.
Sure, yeah.
Goal!
What a moment, though.
Goal!
Some craziness.
Goal!
Right after they hit the post.
Former Texas Ranger, now broadcaster, Steve Janikowski. He's a Braves broadcaster.
Yes.
He was congratulating Atlanta Braves player Eli White on his
Ranger.
Recent birth of his child. Former Ranger?
Yeah, Eli White was with us.
Oh, shoot. Well, he just had another baby, or a baby. I don't know how many kids he has. I'm not ball watching, but.
We're not ball watching.
Ball watching. But CJ.
Somebody is in that family.
CJ Nikowski gave him a congratulations.
Isaiah Zocar was DFA'd to make room for Eli to return.
Yeah, congratulations to Eli on number three. I was trying to talk him into more kids already when we were in San Diego. You know, him and his wife, they're just such great people. I said, we need more great people in this world. So the more whites, the better off we're going to be.
Oh, wow. More whites.
Coming from him, I scratch my head when I hear that.
I think we need more young black goats.
Young black goats. Yeah, I can't wait to hear a play-by-play call for the young black goat.
Gosh, wow. That's such a great name.
You're right. Of all people, for Nikowski to do that, I'm like, was that intentional?
Man, come on. You can't tell me you didn't have that locked and loaded somewhere. Fail.
Yeah, the way he set it up a little bit.
It was too good. I was just joking. What, guys?
That's just saying, hey, you really should have some more kids.
Like Elon saying, I was just waving to the crowd. What?
Yeah. That's how I get down. Hey, Mr. Eric Schiaffalo.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever get your order of crack from yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Low man wins for sure. Gosh, I am waiting for this crack order. Not coming in yet. He did finally send it in.
Gosh, I'm waiting.
It's frustrating. It's 6:32. He's got 30 more minutes to work his over. He's like, oh my gosh, dude, I'm about to get out of here. I thought you were going to meet me in the garage. I'm
scratching my neck and everything, dude.
I am waiting.
You DoorDash that usually?
Yeah. Low man wins for sure. Gosh, I am waiting for this crack order. It's not coming in yet.
Hey, man, you're liable for a crash out in a situation like that.
I mean, 5-hour show, bro? You need to tap into that crack by the time we get to the hodgepodge.
No question, dude. I need these East Coast games to come back.
Let's see. Which one should I do here? Let's go to KSC Masterpiece. Mr. Kevin Hagelin goes off on the fan texter. Oh. I guess they were talking about the Rangers breaking news.
It's got
about
my their vote. New I heard this one.
You did?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. About their new TV broadcasting situation. Mm-hmm.
From the 214, it's hilarious how y'all act so excited that the Rangers are now being broadcast on a new site, but we've never even heard of Buzzer. What part of this conversation has led you to believe that? Was it the part where we said we had never heard of it either? Was it the part where we said it's going to be a hassle to transfer your membership? Was it the part where we said if you don't already have a year-long membership, you're going to probably pay $5 more per month? That's the information.
I think it was the part where I was like, all I'm doing is dragging and dropping this file. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know how that leads to you thinking we were saying this kicks ass. And then from the 214. Also funny how you didn't mention that one of the minority owners of the Rangers is a partner in Buzzer. We just got this information like 20 minutes ago, and we're still trying to do the show. I told you I clicked on the website. I have not had a chance to research the board of effing directors for Buzzer or know how much of a stakeholder that minority owner is. So pull your head out of your ass and listen better.
Better.
The KNC Masterpiece right here. On
Yeah. It's that transition.
Brilliantly done by Hagee.
Pull your head out of your ass.
Hold on. I got to hear that transition naked by itself. Hold on.
Minority owner is. So pull your head out of your ass and listen better. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on the
Woosa.
It's okay. My talking dog would not like this. I need to calm down.
That's so good.
I think there's Rangers fans rage baiting us, though.
Oh, for sure.
On this topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's just no way you could actually care that much. You're used to being run through the ringer.
I don't know where the hell I can watch a damn thing anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it is brutal. But I guess if you have the satellite package, nothing changes. You know, you have that cable and satellite option. You know, if you're an app man, like, this could change at any time. We've known that for like 9 years since the PlayStation TV went away. The OG goat of streaming cable, PlayStation TV, went away. And since then, it's been one ringer after another of them figuring out ways to get more of our money. And you could just go back to the satellite TV option. Like the old model is still available for you, I think, at least relative to your Texas Rangers. What do you say, Lucius?
Hell
time to
vote.
Let's go Mike Bassick on his knees to get Wyatt Langford healthy. Is it Australian Football League play-by-play? Argentina did it. CJ Nikowski congratulating Eli White.
More whites.
Yeah.
Sheriff will be.
Schiaffalo waiting for this crack order.
Yo, wild boy, bro.
KNC masterpiece going off on the fan texture.
He's a wild boy.
We need more great people in this world. So the more whites, the better off we're going to be.
This dude is crazy, bro.
Yeah. Got to repopulate this world. We're going to be a minority by the time 2048 rolls around here. Do your part.
I hear you.
We're going to be a minority.
It's so on brand. It's hilarious.
I love it.
Okay. We got Mike Bassick with my vote, Chief.
Said it with his chest, too, a little bit. He almost.
He did.
Almost.
He did.
Wow, I'm going to go with Hagee. Alrighty, we are tied at one, Lucius.
Unfortunately, it's the goal call.
Goal.
Mm. Yeah, I like that one. Don't like it as Argentina, but I like the goal call.
Well, Chuck.
I'm going to stick with Baskey.
What do you got against Argentina, Lucius?
I'm just tired of seeing it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're nasty on the time. Yeah, they're nasty on the timeline. They're so nasty.
The Germans moved there?
Yeah.
Do you hold that against them in Not World
really.
Cup cheering?
Not really. They're so nasty on the timeline to people.
Are they?
Yeah, I see them.
Brought us, we're at 2-1-1.
I'm going to vote for Hagee, please.
We're tied at 2. Jump on to @GBagNation on Twitter. @GBagNation will create an Insta poll. You can cast the decisive votes here for your G-Bag of the Day on this Wednesday. And it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
Didn't they give iShow Speed a little hard time out here in detail?
Did they?
I think so, man.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're right.
Might have been when they played Jordan. Or is that what that where yeah. was that? Yeah.
I saw yesterday, though, he met like the Walmart of the guy who owns the Walmarts of Spain.
Spain.
Yeah, he met like he made a couple of really big time connections with people in Spain. They like love his work.
I like that dude. Yeah. I like him. Hell of an athlete too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing clips here. They were definitely getting after
him. It's giving him some work.
Yeah.
He's streaming. Don't do that. Wouldn't do the other guy that doesn't have a camera behind him. All right, it's a butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Freshly out of a relationship, I'm wearing condoms again. It's very upsetting. It's not that bad. Guys complain about wearing a condom. You know what it's like? This is what it's like to do to wear a condom. You ever go to a basketball court and there's no net, mm-hmm. and you're like, I mean, I guess I'll play. The whole time you're like, did that even go in?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. It is a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Dallas's very own Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. And peace to the gods. And mad props to the god Jaborn. LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers. Let me tell you right now, I'm high key envious of all you blue collar ballers out there, okay? I know the girls don't talk about you that much, but the dudes do respect what you have to do out here in these streets, you blue-collar ballers. Yep. I got a friend from back in the day. I'm going to make a confession. We used to make runs to Como once a week together, if you know what Como. I'm talking about.
Okay.
Thinking that we were chasing the stars. Thank God we woke up and realized that that wasn't worth the risk anymore. I joined the military, now I'm doing this. And then my man disappeared for a while, popped back up with a tree removal company.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's big money.
With city contracts.
Yeah.
Eating high off the hog right now, this guy is, man. Big bucks, no whammies. I'm very proud of him. Plus, that tree work keeps him in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
He's got big arms and big shoulders. He looks like a groundskeeper Willie from The Simpsons a little bit right now. He does. But yeah, shout out to you blue collar ballers, man. My man just came back from Tulum. I'm very proud of him. You can come a long way out here, people. Get inspired. Just don't think about those degrees and whatnot going straight to college. Sometimes we might need some more electricians.
Yeah.
More plumbers.
More way to go.
Tree excavators.
Those blue collar ballers, though, they can keep a tight budget, and you would have to for your truck payment to be more than your mortgage.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy, all your tools and all your stuff.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for people stealing it.
Those tree removal guys, though, first house I bought it because of the two trees in the backyard. Massive, fully, you know, like 40-foot trees. They died within 6 months of me buying the house.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
And they
gotcha.
And they made me pay to get them removed.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I had to get them removed because they were a threat to the neighbors now because they could blow over. Oh. And I got the quote on it. And seriously, it was $4,000. So I put on Facebook, does anybody take down trees? This guy did it for $800. He showed up with his chainsaw, climbed to the top, and just started cutting stuff off. Came down like an hour later.
What a beast.
Hauled it away and was happy with the $800. It was great.
Man, as long as he didn't fall down,
yeah. I was going to save $3,200.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want-
Man, oh my gosh. I can't remember who that was we were talking to. Play-by-play guy. Historic. Iron Eagle. I think that's who that was. Somebody fell off his roof. They were working on his roof. We were just getting ready to talk to him. He was like, all right, well, he's all right. Let's do an interview.
He's all right. He's going to make it.
He's going to be okay.
Get the hospital ambulance here.
All right, every Wednesday on The Fan, I like to ask the listeners a question because you think you know more about us than we know about you, and I'm just trying to get to know you. Now, before I ask this question, fellas, let's get a consensus. Mm-hmm. What is a clown? If I say somebody is a clown, what am I saying about that person?
Not serious.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Bad decision maker.
Yeah, he's just making himself look like a fool.
Okay. Okay, I can smoke a bag of that. I can smoke a bag of that.
He's a gesture goon.
I can smoke a bag of that. All right. Idiot.
Yeah.
Somebody makes really bad decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, question for the Tolos right here. Who is the biggest clown in sports right now? Who is the biggest clown in sports right now? Ask this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook and Threads, and I got answers like, Conor McGregor is the king of the clowns.
Yeah, him, Brandon Ayuk, I'm sure was a big one.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, he came up so many times on this darn list. Yeah. Philadelphia fans for booing the home run derby. Well, they got egg on their face because the dude that they were booing won, so.
Yep.
Yeah, ouch.
Well, and all their players in the All-Star game sucked last night. Every single one of them
Unless
sucked.
You were a pitcher, it was a pretty rough night.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the ESPY's little pregame situation is on ESPN for you guys. Just letting you know. It looks pretty cool. People walking around in the background with their fly little suits on ESPN. Who is the biggest clown in sports? The WNBA commissioner, Ms. Tolo says.
That plays.
The Dodgers.
Says she can't seem to get out of our own way.
Kathy.
She's starting to complain about the chartered planes, by the way. Are you hearing that?
No.
Like they're making a big deal about the charter planes, and the gals are like going, we're better off flying commercial because we get home on time.
Okay, I can get that.
They're like the planes are breaking down and they're having to wait around.
They've been playing during the day too.
Yeah.
Like with very little promotion. I'm like, oh, damn, there's a game on?
Yeah.
I seen one today, one yesterday. Yeah. Was the biggest clown in sports, SGA, for wasting his talents? Some Tolo said.
SGA
for wasting champion.
Did
they have the wrong person?
Back to back MVPs.
Isn't that the dude with the guns?
John Morant.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons. There's candidates out there.
Yeah, not SGA.
Zion.
Zion, sure.
Zion. Terrion Arnold is one of the biggest clowns in sports right now.
Oh, yeah.
Refresh my memory about Terrion Arnold.
He kidnapped the wrong people trying to get his lick back.
We need better planning of kidnappings.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah, that's a clown move, man. Just call the law, bro. Just call the law. It's worth it. You got too much money. You don't want to risk that good job just because you got your stuff back. That's crazy. Biggest clown in sports. Tolo said RJ Choppy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Another one. Until they win, it's always Cowboys fans for buying Jerry's hype.
Oh, I don't know how many people buy his hype anymore.
I think a lot of folks are over it.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Oh, you just warmed Jerry up right there. He says, ooh, I needed that.
It's not me, it's them.
Oh, I needed that. Watch this one. What else we got? Adrian Bronner, one of the biggest clowns in sports right now. Shout out to AB. I think it's day 7 of their streaming. He's been working out with Mike Tyson now and Zab Judah.
He's on the come up, man.
He's coming back. That belly's going down, man. He's locked in. How long does it take to create a habit? Is that 30 days or 90 days?
I thought they always said 21 days.
Hey. 45. Come on.
He's got
He's
it.
Doing it for 45 days. Maybe he can get in the habit. It's July 15th, 2026, and the biggest clown in sports is still Nico Harrison.
Yeah, that, totally.
Always. In perpetuity. Forever.
Yeah. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a century. Yeah, I mean, even Boston right now, with the trade that they just made, it's still Nico.
2 minutes remaining in the voting, by the way, Lucius. Mikey B leading Hagee's TV rant 60% to 40%.
Okay, okay. Tight one.
At G-Bag Nation if you want to vote.
Okay. Another Tolo right here says Kendrick Perkins is one of the biggest clowns in all of sports.
He does say
something. Basically got handed a championship and got beat by the Mavs. Listen to how he talked about Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, okay, Rich Paul. Little turtle head, snotty nose ass.
Oh.
Dang.
Turtle head, snotty nose.
I mean, you got to have an attention getter.
Well, I'm telling you what, that's it. He got it.
He's got to run a stricter filter through that attention getter.
You got it. Who is the biggest clown in sports right now? LeBron with his stupid The Decision Part 2.
He is stringing this thing out too long, man.
He's going full Rodgers.
There was a lot of LeBron in there, wasn't there? I saw it earlier on Facebook.
A lot of LeBron. Yeah. A lot of LeBron. A lot of that Brandon guy.
Ayoub.
Yeah, some Skip Baylesses. Stephen A. Smith is on a generational run. Yeah. No comments right now. Kobe Covington. Kobe Covington?
Oh, UFC fighter. Well, he might be former UFC fighter now. Yeah, he says a lot of stupid crap.
Which one is that? Is that the one that showed up with the shirt out there and got kicked out?
No. Okay. That's the
is that
other
Sean Strickland?
Strickland. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Man, Strickland's actually good, though. Kobe, not as much anymore. Kobe, he's like a year or two ago. He was kind of the Sean Strickland of now.
Okay.
And he's talked his way out of this thing.
Talked his way out of it.
Now, you keep winning, then you can keep talking.
Yep.
But he stopped winning.
Name of the game. Who's the biggest clown in sports? My man said, my team, the Celtics. That is for my guy, Stephen Pipkin.
Yeah, they're looking funny right now.
Stephen Pipkin used to be a point guard on one of our rival teams. And, well, he used to give us fits. You be in that hole. In that timeout. I thought you were supposed to stick him. Whose man is that?
He's crossing everybody
you're
over.
You're not paying attention to the switch. How about this one? Who's the biggest clown in sports? Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Cuban.
Oh. Ooh, the handshake deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's actually a really good vote.
Oh, that hurts.
Especially if it's right now.
I mean, the VAR has been getting clowned. And if a computer program could be a clown, the VAR is the instant replay in soccer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the penalty that they awarded Spain yesterday to start the scoring, pretty absurd. You know, similar deal to Balogun getting the red card. Like, well, on further review, I guess he kicked the guy. It's like, well, does the previous 5 seconds not matter as we get into slow motion here? Let's just put Spain with the best defense in the world up 1-0 for free because a guy was trying to clear the ball and Yamal jumped into his leg.
Yeah, fantastic timing there, Mr. Dawson, because the next one was the head of the FIFA is a whole clown.
Yeah, Infantino. And that's another reason why the Balogun thing didn't bother me that much is whether it's Infantino or whoever the previous Galil president was, corruption is everywhere.
Yeah.
An international sport.
They're saying the guy at the – he might get voted out, though. There's an election coming up, and they're saying –
we need it.
The Champions League guy who runs the Champions League might be stepping up.
Who elects?
It's a vote that they
– between the team?
Yeah, it's in
– owners or whatnot?
I think it's in – I don't know if it's in Monaco or Morocco. It might be in Morocco. They have this vote. They all get together and vote on this thing. So
at Casablanca.
Yeah. Play it again, Sam.
Yeah, who's the biggest clown in sports?
Played it for her. You'll play it for me.
Dave Portnoy. Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock.
Adam Silver. And I like this Tolo, so I left it for last. He said, I love him to death, L.A., but our guy, Ric Flair, is definitely one of the biggest clowns in sports.
I got news for you. See, I'm still wearing cashmere.
Yeah.
I'm still walking around in alligators. Woo! I'm still looking at the diamonds on this big old Rolex. I'm still riding around that limousine. And I am still driving the women in this world. Woo! Completely out of their ever-loving cotton picking minds because I am still the world heavyweight wrestling champion.
You're always going to be my champion, baby. Man's got the heart of a champion and the nose of a cartel boss. That is Ric Flair right there. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out. Peace. Bye.
Sounded kind of like rodeo Ric Flair in there for a while. You pick up what I'm putting down. Congratulations to Mike Bassick. He's done it again. 62.5% of the vote. He beats Hagee's TV rant at GBag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. And when we come back, it's time for the fifth and final hour of the show. We'll check what's in store first.
All right, let's hit around the bases. This Rangers target no longer available, and the MLB wants to suspend players for what? Next.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.